So the agent said, by the way, they want you to go on Friday evening to this cocktail party, and it was because they're launching this show, and they're going to call you Sabrina. And that's when I said, oh, I don't like that name. They said, and he said, well, what do you care? It's only for one night.
Mm.
And then I said, well, what am I going to be doing? He said, well, you'll be getting a script in a few days, so don't worry, you'll get a script soon. So the script hadn't arrived when I got to the cocktail party, and when the press, they introduced me as Sabrina, and when the press started asking me what I was going to be doing, of course I didn't know. And seeing that I am honest, they said, are you going to be singing? And I said, no, I'm not a singer. And they said, oh, well, are you going to be dancing? And I said, no, I don't dance. And then they said, well, you must be an actress. Are you going to be doing sketches? And I said, no, I'm not. I've had an acting lesson in my life. So they said, well, what are you going to be doing? And I said, I don't know. And which was the truth.
But it worked out well.
By the next day, every newspaper in England had me on the front page, and it said, meet Sabrina, turn your TV on certain dates, and at the moment, she's keeping it a secret as to what she's going to do. But if you turn your TV on, you're going to see what the big surprise is, you know, what she can do.
Yeah.
Well, the truth of the matter is I couldn't do anything. And that's how it came out that I had no talent, because I was the one who said it.